Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you've been listening to the show for a while and you have an opinion on Erica that she might be a good person, a loving person.
I think a lot of people have that opinion.
Yeah, well, that's going away today.
It might.
It might.
She's already laughing, you guys.
I was thinking about the story I'm going to tell for this, and it will be hard to get through it without tears.
We want to hear your tales of the fall. And no, not autumn.
No, not autumn.
Falling down. Like when you fell down. Now, we will let you call in and talk about somebody else falling if you want. I mean, you can, because everybody's got that, oh, my buddy, you couldn't believe.
Oh, come on. Those stories are so funny.
For sure. But you'll get extra points if you're willing to admit that you fall down, go boom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to talk about any stories with me. I already know you want me to talk about one because you want to post a video and I don't feel comfortable.
Too bad the video will get posted anyway.
Yeah, that's not going to stop us.
Yeah.
I think this is terrible. This involves drinking and driving.
Slacker.
It's not me.
Okay.
It was actually a friend of my brother's. And somebody got the footage. I've been able to see it on somebody's phone, but he had like a Corvette. So it's a car that sits really low to the ground. Okay. He'd been out. He'd had too much to drink and he drove his car home because he didn't want to leave in the parking lot. Terrible person. Trust me, by the end of the story, you'll be like, hey, he got his.
Okay.
Ran out of gas like a block from his house.
Oh.
Maybe two blocks. But he's still moving. So it's like his car's like, bruh, bruh, and he just gunned it. And he's like, he's going. And then he's like, at a certain point, as I get close to my house, I'll jump out and push it the rest of the way.
For sure.
Okay.
Jumped out when it got down to 20. Now,
that's still too fast.
Yes.
That's very fast.
It is.
You want to jump out when you're at 5.
Yeah.
Even well, then, maybe not.
Maybe not. Then, when maybe you're not. When you've imbibed. Jumped out. He's like, because once you're going 60, then 20 seems like, oh, I can run this. So props his car door open, leaps out of the car while holding onto the steering wheel, realizes rather quickly he can't run 20 miles an hour.
For sure.
But doesn't want his car to crash anything. So hangs on to the steering wheel while his low to the ground car drags his legs under the back wheel. Eventually forcing him to let go. Now, this
he got run over by his own car?
Sure did. Just the back.
Did he live?
No, he's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're real limber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that's falling down with style. You don't have to involve a car and Ring cameras. I can't remember. Somebody on his block was like, yeah, you can just see... the car going by with him going underneath.
He did get his.
He got
what his. What happened to the car, though?
Yeah, it crashed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So, let me just talk to you about my friends from Uber or Lyft.
Yes.
Much, much cheaper, and you don't have road rash all over your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't succeed in anything he was trying to do.
Yeah, and also, yeah, the average human, I think we can walk like 3 miles an hour or something.
It's yeah, I was trying to do the
three,
math.
While 3 miles you were an hour is probably that. When you jump out.
But like, 5, you could probably make it work.
You start sprinting if you were stone cold sober. Yeah, don't get out at 20. Like 20 miles an hour, I think I can do that.
Like, no. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't.
You consider trying to run that fast? No.
No, you can't.
No.
Even like Usain Bolt, not getting out of the car at 20.
Nope.
Okay. No. You were laughing, so why don't you tell us your story, Erica?
Yeah. So in college, I did like a semester away and I turned 21 during that time. So I get back to town, first weekend, back with my college friends. I'm 21. Let's go out. I somehow come down with a horrid flu, but I did not realize, or maybe food poisoning, but I didn't realize it at the time. So we're pounding drinks and we're like, let's go. And we get to this bar where you have to go down these stairs to get into it.
Ooh.
And I'm struck by the thought of I'm gonna puke down these stairs the moment I walk into the door. And I was like, I didn't drink that much. That's crazy. So I go running down the stairs. Made it about 3 before I just
and then gravity. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I did manage to not throw up until I made it to the bathroom.
So you were bruised and tattered and torn at the bottom of the stairs. Picked yourself back up and then went and barfed?
Yes.
That's impressive.
And went immediately home.
How many stairs are we talking about? I need a visual.
It was like a full flight, but I landed on my butt. So I went down on my butt. Thank God. I was also, I'm pretty sure back in our college days, I'm pretty sure I was wearing like 4 to 5 inch heels.
Oh man, I'd love to see a footage of that.
Are there people just lined around? It's like that would happen 1,000 times a night, wouldn't it? Just everyone.
You would think, yeah.
Did you mow through people on your way down the stairs?
No, I think I was the first of our group.
Okay,
I want drinks and a show tonight. Right, so let's go to that bar again.
People definitely stopped and were like, "What's okay?" What? And I was like, "See, it's funny."
It is kind of funny. All right, well, if you've got a fall down, go boom story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
I have shared in the group chat a photo of me post falling downstairs.
Oh, your whole butt?
Yeah.
Oh,
I sent everyone my butt because that hematoma.
That was a lot for me.
It was
a full butt cheek.
It was a whole lot of butt. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're family, but like we don't.
It covered so much of my butt because of how hard I fell down the stairs at home.
You know what I want to do somewhere?
You were just at home?
Yeah. I was trying to do a Peloton ride. I went upstairs.
That wasn't out doing something epic?
No.
Hold on. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Erica? That bike doesn't move? Did you fall off of it?
No.
She got it off the hinges.
I was going so hard. No, I went upstairs to go get water, and I came back down and slipped. Mm. And then I said, I'm not doing a ride anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why you don't work out.
My buddy Ben had, like, I got to find the picture of his, because they're similar. I would like to see your two asses together.
Yeah.
Because they are scouting their locations.
Cheeks are similar or the bruises?
Yes, both.
Oh, okay. I'm flattered.
They were scouting locations in Cabo
for
their son's engagement photos. And they're like, well, we would put you like on this rock or whatever. And Ben goes, I'm going to go out on the rock or whatever. So he goes out on this rock. If you know anything about Cabo, you don't get in the water.
No.
There's very few places where you get in the water. But this rock at the moment was just a rock. It wasn't dry for long.
No.
And the wave came in and just tossed him.
But he's lucky he didn't die.
Didn't crack his head open or whatever. Got back up, pretended like whatever, went and barfed or whatever. But like,
Wait, hold on.
But like, he pretended he was cool, got back to his room, and he was like, it doesn't feel right. And it was that
deep,
like blood thrombosis. It's got the yellows on the edges all the way down to like bloody and purple. And it was like, I was, and he sent me a picture of his ass, and not for the fun reasons.
And Aaron's was just on stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
All right, Hack, if you have a story, yours is going to have to wait.
Okay, I do.
But we will get yours and yours, if you're listening. We want to hear your fall down, go boom stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about falling down. And I hear the girls talking about, because a couple of times I've fallen down and you've fallen down, T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning on posting our falling down.
Well, if it was caught on camera.
Yeah, of course.
So was there a story you wanted to tell? And will it be one of the ones that they're going to out you for?
No, it won't be. It was my high school principal. It was at our graduation. We didn't have a stage in our gym. So we had like risers to make a stage.
Oh.
And then they would all sit in folding chairs. And he like stood up, spoke at the podium, went back to sit down. The chair
back
fell
two legs.
Off the back.
Did he go all the way down with it?
All the way off. It's like,
you need
a
little lip
mess.
On a riser that says, don't go past this line.
I know. He was such a nice guy too. It was heartbreaking, but it was hilarious.
They need to put a stage in for something like that, not use risers.
The riser's enough.
That's what gave me the idea for my children. If they fall down at their high school graduation, they earn some money. It's because it makes it more memorable. It's so funny.
Does it?
Sam.
Yai.
Fall down, go boom. What happened?
Yeah, I was riding my bike. It was off on Mississippi, right off of Kipling, back in the 90s when there was a bike lane there. Hit a rock on my bike. The bike just slid out right from underneath of me. I fell down, and a car ran right by my head.
Oh,
raising
oh
my hair.
But it didn't. Okay. Obviously, you're speaking to us, and you're not. Wow.
Yeah. That's the best propaganda to never ride a bike again that I've ever heard.
Or wear a helmet, one.
I was not wearing a helmet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's on you then, man.
Yeah. All on me, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
You're just reminding me, if we're adding bikes into it, I got 1,000 fall down off your bike stories. Thank you, Sam. Ashley?
Yai.
Fall down, go boom. What happened?
So I was moving into my new household, and I was moving my bedroom into the basement. And I'm particularly stubborn, so I was trying to move all of my furniture by myself.
Smart.
And I had this gliding rocking chair that I didn't want to ask for help moving. So I decided to put it on my head so that I could see where the stairs were as I was going down.
You had a rocking chair on your head?
Yeah, but then there's the whole ceiling issue.
Right.
Yes. So the ceiling issue actually wasn't the issue, believe it or not. I made it about halfway down the stairs before I realized I wasn't even looking where I was going, and my foot slipped, and I did a full split at the bottom of the stairs with a rocking chair on my head that like
stop laughing. Erica, people are gonna hate you.
You're right. It's not funny that she did the splits with a rocking chair on her head. Come on.
It is hilarious.
You aren't allowed to laugh at that. That was so funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And were you hurt doing the splits unprepared?
Yeah, I was in excruciating pain. Bonus points, I have a previous knee injury, so it was pretty bad. But after that, I was like, yeah, I think I will ask for help. I'm really sorry I was being stubborn.
Yeah, yeah. Asking for help.
Good life lesson.
Thank you, Ashley. Lori?
Yai, guys.
Yai. Fall down, go boom. What happened?
Well, I was in high school, living in Minnesota, middle of winter, go to a high school party, drinking, have to pee. So I go away from everyone else, up this hill, so I'm not seen, pull down my pants, start to pee, get a little dizzy, fall, slide all the way down the hill but...
Yep. And because right you just peed there, it's kind of a mudslide.
And you're pants.
Basically, into the party. So let's just say I had nicknames.
You slid pants off into a party?
Yeah, I slid back down the hill where I was seen, right back into the party.
Yeah, don't go uphill.
No.
Also,
that
was all, yeah. That's kind of a... All right, thank you, Lori. Less funny.
Oh, still funny.
Alexa?
Hi.
Yay. Fall down, go boom. What happened?
So I had just had a major fetal surgery with my son. I was 23 weeks pregnant and had a surgery to help him in utero. And, you know, I was being a cool wife. I let my husband go out, have a few too many. And on the way home from the bar, he slipped on some pine needles, snapped his ankle, and then we were both on bed rest.
Oh, my. I'm so glad it wasn't you who
You know,
fell.
This whole time, it was like a good buildup to like, then what happened?
And right.
Like,
I'm no, really he's an glad idiot. It was your dumb husband.
On pine needles.
Slippery, man.
No, they're pokey. They're not slippery.
You get enough on the ground. They're slippery.
Okay. Thank you, Alexa. That was a really good lead up on that one. Gwen?
Hi, yay.
Yeah, fall down, go boom.
So my story is kind of similar to Slacker's. It'll probably beat it. I was young, a teenager, just got my driver's license. So I figured, me and my brother figured, why not? Let's put you on the hood of my car and go 40 miles per hour on the street. Why not? So we were going 40 miles per hour. He starts screaming at the top of his lungs to stop. Instead of slowly stopping.
No, you stopped.
I stopped. And he went. Boom.
Yeah, because he went from 40 to 0 with nothing holding him at... Oh, my
Boom,
God.
Big time.
He rolled off of the car, and I was so scared because he didn't move for 2 minutes. Oh. And then he jumped up, and instead of, like, I was so terrified to tell my mom, instead of telling my mom, we hid him at the neighbor's house for the night.
Because, you have to
make sure... make sure he's alive.
Even when you almost kill him, it's funny.
It is. It is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
New week. Lots of nopes. It's news or nope.
News. News.
A nope.
Or no.
Off to a terrible start. Two Oz missing. Is that the lead story today? No. Where have all the Oz gone?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Oh, yes.
Who was ready?
Yeah, buddy. I've got my R2-D2 hat. I'm ready.
Yeah, Captain Kirk.
Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Baby.
So I don't know if this is your actual story, but I am going to...
This is not, by the way.
As the non-boss of this show, I am going to go to the people who are bosses and recommend two people be let go today.
Oh.
For real, dude. You're doing it. because you like you can't just get everything exactly wrong with the exact thing that other people hate.
Live long and prosper. Okay,
now it's three things that you've done that are obviously Star Trek, which you've also not watched. Dude, right. we get one day. May the 4th be with you, okay?
It is a pun. You're right.
Should love it.
I should have more respect for it.
And also the Star Wars movies, I cannot wait until Leo gets into them.
Yeah, that's going to be cute.
It's going to be amazing. You, madame, you've chosen Jar Jar Binks.
That's my favorite. He's the pick your fighter. He looks like he's going to Coachella.
I like Jar Jar. I really do.
If you've ever heard him, he's the worst character. I just can't.
He was made because like they're one of the kids liked a frog, and he like made this random character. Yeah,
there is some lore that he was supposed to be the Sith Lord, and then he was hated so badly after the first one that they just made him a complete dumbass and just moved on from it.
So what's worse, me trying to make you mad or Erica not intentionally doing, but is making you mad?
Just which loving is Jar Jar. My boy Binks.
I can't wait till December 13th. And I'm gonna say terrible things about Taylor Swift. I like you ruin birthday? My day, I ruin your day. I'm gonna find a day to ruin for you.
Ruin your day.
I know exactly what day I'm gonna
don't
ruin.
Don't you dare.
Hey, you wanna take it back?
Do you want Jar Jar Binks to be your plus one?
Coachella.
A little bit.
My real story, though, today is the Met Gala.
Theme
is costume art.
I'm so excited.
I love the Met Gala.
Is this the one with Jared shows up in the cat costume that one year, which was dope?
And like Kim always looks crazy. Yeah. Kim Kardashian.
Is that one? Was there one where she like covered her face entirely?
Yeah. When she was with Kanye. Yeah.
I love it. The theme is costume art, so it's described as fashion is art. I've seen videos of people like hand painting like Picasso pieces on dresses. Like, it's going to be crazy. Very excited for it.
Okay, but you guys really care?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love to sit and go through the
outfit.
Doesn't
it feel, I'm not this guy, and I swear this isn't coming from a political spot. Doesn't it feel obtuse to people to do all that stuff when gas is $4,000 a gallon? It's like, doesn't it feel like a F you, we get to do these things? Is there a level where...
It is technically like a charity event. Or like a art reservation. It's it is. But,
no, I know. But it's
life
just
still
like,
goes on.
I understand that. And it's just like, and I'm not that person. I don't get jealous of other people. I want them to be able to buy a cat head. The thing that Jared like wore that year, like.
That was for Hill, not Tommy Hilfiger. Who was it? Because they have a cat.
Oh, God. Because he would just do an interview and everybody's like, I don't know what to do because they don't know who's inside. Yeah. You guys have fun with are you having a party?
No.
No, I'm just going to spend a lot of time on Instagram. Good evening.
Good evening.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Whitney Levitt has announced she is leaving the show. And honestly, thank God. I hated her at the beginning.
Also, so did I.
I've never watched the show, but I've grown to love her. She announced
you like it that she's leaving because you want her to go do something else?
I just think that she's grown out of the show.
Her character arch? Crazy.
Yeah, and she...
Is it arch or arc?
Arc. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Don't bully her.
Hers is just arch.
Hers is an arch.
What's the difference?
But arc, Whitney...
arc can keep going up and arch is just like...
Sorry. Whitney was on Broadway as Roxy Hart in Chicago and she announced her exit on stage while in character. She was reading from a prop newspaper and said, Whitney Levitt announces she's leaving Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And it was her final show. So now it's like, well, what else is she going to do? And her husband just started doing an off-Broadway show. So I think they're like staying in New York.
Yeah.
And I think she's like, we're not just going back to Utah just like, to... Yeah, she's amazing.
That whole cast is broken up. Michaela lives in Hawaii now. Yeah. Like, it's
she lives in Hawaii? She went to Newport.
No, because she's working on her skincare. She has struggles.
Yes, okay.
I know that there are other people who know everything that they're saying, but while they're doing it, do you just like completely identify with your dog? Because it's like, I'm just waiting for him to say food or walk
or any I'm
word
done.
We understand. Because it's like, womp, 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 hot, womp,
the
womp,
craziest
womp, Broadway.
Part is I don't even watch the show. I just know everything.
You're just so invested in these people, you don't even know anything about them.
Just, I watched Whitney on Dance with the Stars and I liked her after hating her for no reason. Okay, I'm done.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A sad day in the airline world. After 34 years, Spirit Airlines has shut down. Did you know, not a single fatal crash in the history.
Yes,
one
I know.
Of, Everyone making fun of Spirit Airlines. And yet, we all lived. Everyone who flew Spirit Airlines.
Have you ever flown it?
I have. I flew it to my honeymoon. Proudly.
Oh, no.
Proudly. Oh, no. I brought my own folding chair and we got on it.
Had to pedal. Yeah, but we made it.
Also, so Spirit Airlines is now gone, but also Ask Jeeves has shut down.
I heard.
Launched in 1996. It was rebranded as Ask.com. That is also no longer going to be around. They're taking our childhood from us.
And they quietly pulled Ask.
Yeah.
Right? They were like, let's just pretend this
is happening.
You don't
even have to get rid of it. Can you just leave it up and just not do anything with it? Just let it, like, plants grow over it?
Yeah. Pay for it.
Ah, she got a point there.
Who? Like, it's just
whoever owns it. You can't just have the domain for free.
Oh, okay. So then we're going to go there. It's going to be a weird little construction guy with the.
Or like buy the.
Oh, yeah.
It was, right?
Someone could buy it. We could buy it.
If you go to it, it says every great search must come to an end.
Hey. I know Eric is going to hate what I'm about to do, but the higher ups, the stupid Instagram moniker they made me get was Ask Slacker. Why don't we take over ask.com?
Huh? Oh.
I bet it's already taken.
It's still up as Ask. I hate Ask Slacker, and you can tell them I said that.
Yes, go ahead. You just did. In fact, they're here, and they have a box for you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is going to be really hard for me to say, but I'm going to try my best.
I'm trying to think of words he struggles to say.
Coupon.
I say coupon.
You do?
Yeah. Growing up, it was always coupon.
My mom still says it. I still say it. if I'm being honest.
Yeah, and then because of that.
You got it.
Cucumber.
God, I'm so proud of you.
I get it too in my head. I'm like, it's not the
it's not cucumber.
It's cucumber. No,
Yep, he says
cucumber.
Cucumber. There we go.
The other thing is, you know, the other thing that you struggle to say is where you park your car. And I know that Eric is with it.
The garage?
The garage.
Yeah, the garage.
There's another syllable in there.
What's the point of the other syllable?
I love my coupon for the cucumber in the garage. It's like
saying garage is just like
you have to say you have to say it like garage. You have a head injury, but it's garage.
Or it's garage.
It's not garage. The R, there's a thing that happens, garage.
You know, I don't have a garage right now, so I guess
so
I
then
just
punish
I don't have a lot of
all of garages.
I'm just not fortunate enough to.
And mine's so small, it's not a full, all the letters aren't there. It's just garage.
You have two cars that fit comfortably in it.
They squeeze in. They're snuggled up, I would say. Yeah.
You too? You know what's weird? Erica will take your side no matter what. I think you could even go like anti-feminist a little on her, and she would take your side.
Let's not forget the war we had.
We had one war. And now it's like, it's like so much kissy kiss. It's like maddening.
It is off-putting. Ever since they hung out, something happened.
You felt it, right?
Yeah.
You felt it.
I did.
We went in the garage.
Yeah. I actually don't think I've ever been in your garage.
No. Another one I struggle with is a clearance sale because.
Clearance.
Because growing up, we had a neighbor named Clarence, and then we would go to the Clarence, and I would. It's the same word to a 4-year old. And now I've always struggled. Clearance is what it is.
Like
clearance.
They're clearing out the shelves.
Okay. Clearance. And my neighbor was Clarence.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you know there was a guy who used to sit in this seat on this radio station. His name doesn't matter. But like, do you know the substance that can be really high if you eat a lot of eggs and you have a lot of stress and you need to go on a statin? Starts with a CH. You know what that word is?
Oh.
Cholesterol.
Congratulations. Good job.
Why are you saying?
He could not say that. He was like, Chloret. And it's like, that L is way later, man. Right. That L is so far. Cholesterol.
Okay.
Cholesterol. Wow. All right. Well, we're out of time.
No, hold on.
All right. I'm going to try my best to say this correctly. Umbrella. That's what my wife, my beautiful wife of more than 10 years, looked me dead in the eyes and said, umbrella.
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 Is what she said.
Yes.
Umbrella?
Umbrella.
Oh, now I'm hearing it differently.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first couple times you said it, umbrella? Umbrella.
Umbrella. And I said, are you saying umbrella?
She's putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Thank you. But then I'm like, is this a regional thing? She's from the East Coast. I don't, I don't trust
She's
myself.
She's also Latina.
Yes. And I don't trust myself to pronounce any word correctly. So I wanted to ask the room, is it umbrella or umbrella?
It's like Rihanna says, under my umbrella.
Ella.
Okay, that's too many.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to say it like that.
Okay.
And by the way, is it Rihanna or Rihanna?
Well, now we're doomed. But I do feel like umbrella.
Umbrella.
Umbrella, okay.
Umbrella. Umbrella.
It's umbrella. Yeah, the emphasis is kind of on the E.
Yeah.
Ella.
Umbrella.
Ella.
Yeah.
Ella.
Umbrella. Oh my God, hold on.
And the more you say it,
the more
I doubt myself. I'm like, no, an umbrella. And I trust my wife is put together. She's sophisticated. She's all smart.
Yeah, but she's so wrong about this.
But she's all the things I'm not. And I'm going, right.
And what did you do when she said it?
It was like, I didn't know who I married. You know, when you're like,
you started Googling lawyers.
You've been hiding this from me. You're just out there throwing around umbrella.
Like you're now you're almost saying it right.
It's halfway, yeah.
It's, you got to really hammer that
umbrella.
She's putting the emphasis on the U, whereas in the word, the emphasis is
syllable,
on the E.
It's a whole syllable, so it's a U-M.
Yeah.
And the rest of us put it on the B-R-E-L.
Really, that E-L-L-A.
Okay, yeah. You guys, like, we have children. She's with the kids now, you know?
How
like,
do you think your kids say
I'm worried. What's she teaching them?
Because what if one of your kids, like, there's a rainstorm one day
at
the school, and Leo's just been a badass. He's always got the right Nikes. His hair is perfectly styled. He rocks sunglasses inside and doesn't look like his dad.
Hold on.
Like, so many things he does has put him on the cool radar. And he's like, hey, Teach. And she's like, yes, Leo. Because, like, teachers are even hot for him. Okay, even as a child.
You're making this like, too far.
Women are throwing their ovaries at him. They're like, yikes. He's the coolest kid ever. He's like,
he is.
Hey, hey, you got any umbrellas? And they're going to be like,
would be jarring.
Oh. And then zero, and then he lives a life alone. He's that weird guy in the town that everybody knows is this old man Leo.
Yeah.
He just walks the streets.
Can't understand a word that guy
says. Yeah, he's crazy. It all started with that umbrella. Oh, I'm still doing it wrong.
No, I umbrella. Think you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So text in umbrella or umbrella.
That's not going to go well.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is other people's problems. We abbreviate that with, oof.
Other people's.
Okay, everyone. OPP, and you can get it on the AUD. What?
Mm-hmm.
AUDACY app, the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be more specific.
Gotcha. Candy? Oh, wait. You got to tell us what's happening.
Today, we're going to help Candy know her worth.
Oh.
What?
You're here. We're
uplifting. Yeah.
Let's okay. go, sister. Is it a woman?
Candy, is this a fake name or is this a real
name?
It's
a fake name.
Okay,
yeah.
Candy?
Yay.
Yay. You're worth it.
You got it, sister.
Thank you.
You're worth it. No. Okay, what? How can we genuinely help?
All right. The truth is, I married my high school sweetheart, and I'm from a small town, and he's always been great. But a few years ago, we moved to Colorado, and now that we're in Denver, I've been getting so much attention from men that, and they're really wealthy and successful and good looking, and they all, like, not trying to brag, but they all want to take me out. And I always tell people,
men
I'm very honest.
Nothing.
Oh my God,
Erica. Sorry.
I'm new to this. I'm learning. So I always tell them that I'm married.
Because you are.
Because you are.
I am. I know.
Hold on. Congrats. Like, what do you want for that? Like, well, hey, guys.
Should we let her finish the sentence?
I don't.
There are some people that don't bring it up.
It just this.
Oh, yeah.
There was just
for
that,
sure.
Like, so I'm engaged. Pause for the congratulations. Like, well, I always tell them I'm married. And, like, there's that little pause there. Like, where we're supposed to go, oh.
Thank goodness. Right. Okay.
Oh, good, good.
Hey, can you simmer down just like a touch?
I don't think I can. Sorry, Candy. Sorry. Keep going.
It's okay. I need you guys because I have these men. They're very successful. They're offering me, you know, $1,000 dinners at these fancy restaurants in town. And now I've just never experienced that. I'm from a very small town. So now I'm kind of worried that I underestimated my value, you know, on the dating market. And I just settled with my husband, you know, before I saw more or knew more.
Erica?
And,
yeah.
Permission to simmer up?
Yeah, simmer up.
Yeah. So do you do you believe that had you stayed in the small town, you would have lived happily ever after with this man?
I mean, we've been happy. We've been happy.
But you're not now? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I just never really thought about this. And now that it's so in my face and I'm getting so much attention, I'm wondering, like, I feel like I'm, you know, I married the coolest guy from my small town, from my high school. But now I've got people like, you know, like an Avs player hitting on me, wanting to take me out, and
which
really
one?
No.
No, oh my I'm God. Interested.
Why invested in that storyline?
My concern here is why are you even entertaining this to the point that you know that they would take you on $1,000 dinners? So you're engaging, maybe too far because you like the attention, which leads me to believe: are you not actually? Do you not like your husband?
No, I absolutely do. I love my husband and I like my husband. And I have been telling these people that I'm married, but it's in my head and I'm thinking about it. And now my husband and I, we've started talking about having kids. And now with thoughts going in my head, that's the next step. And then I'm stuck with him. And maybe I want to be stuck, okay. But now I'm thinking about it. And did I settle too soon?
I am super stoked that you don't have kids, actually. Yeah. That's very good.
How long have you and your husband been married? I am curious.
We're married. It's going to be coming up on 8 years.
8 years. Is there like such thing as an 8-year slump, guys? I don't know.
There is a thing. This is, let me just, 303-222.
And we've been together even longer than that. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. 303-222-5423. This is going to upset my fellow mankind. Like, this is a very guy way to think. Like, yes. Guys are means and opportunity, right? Like, if it's like, mm-hmm. this is the best I can get, then I'm good. Right. But as soon as there is opportunity, oftentimes guys mess up. This is wild to hear it coming from a woman to go, you're very opportunistic. I get it. But I don't know how to tell you. Like, these men aren't better than your man. They're just...
You certainly don't know that from speaking to them once.
$1,000 meal at the end of the day, you go home with the guy and he might be a complete canoe, you know? Right. Just like...
Totally.
A D-canoe. I just didn't want to say the D-word.
No. I got it.
Okay. I meant literally like a D-canoe and I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that this is the problem with like the dating app culture too, is you're always like, but one more swipe away could be something better. And it feels like you're just being introduced to that world now.
But
I guess, and it's not a good thing. Experienced that world. Yeah, but I don't know that. So I guess these guys that are seem great, maybe they're not, but I've never experienced anybody else.
I don't know who said it. Perhaps someone knows who said this. Comparison is the thief of joy.
That's a Tinksism.
It's not Tinksism. It came from like Jefferson Franklin.
A long time ago.
I'm sorry to tell you, your podcaster Tinks did not coin that phrase.
It was either Tinks or Theodore Roosevelt.
Thank you, TX.
It's a toss-up, guys.
But it really, like, you were, this is a terrible analogy, but this has come up on the show recently. Erica lives a life where her wine scope is this big, and she's happy with her trashy Sauvie Bees. And once, if she tried other wines, you might love them, but it's like, it's so good that you're not like lusting after a really expensive Sancerre or something.
But isn't that a good thing? Even if I'm introduced to a good world of wine, I think I'm still like, but when I get home, I got a $15 bottle.
I don't mean for Dane to sound like a boxed wine.
Yeah, hold on. I dated a lot of people before Dane.
Right. But I'm just like, it. This would have never happened had she stayed in this. This is so unfair to the guy.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, this is like my worst fear, probably. I would say is my wife getting out there and realizing there's probably better.
But she, but she would never do that because you're the father of her children. And like,
I know. And that's, I feel that, but that's, I don't, but hearing Candy say it, it makes me a little like, what if she meets that Spaniard who does want to travel abroad and does want to do these things?
It's because she's from, like,
I'm aware.
I know, but you had the face, like, all of a sudden, like this Fabio looking.
Because Erica made a sound. Oh, don't point this.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh. They're swooning already.
No.
But,
you know,
like, there's boxes that I don't check for my partner. That makes me insecure, I guess, that she could find those checks somewhere else.
I just want to say, first, I'm sorry, Candy, that we're all being a little mean to you. This is a safe space, and you're saying something that is super unpopular, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But it's how you feel, so we should, like, we're not just going to beat her up, although you can at 303-222-5423. This is very brave to say.
I also think I know women who are like Candy who just never left.
Yeah, and it's a bit of
blissfully unaware, emphasis on blissfully.
Yeah, I just never thought, I've never thought outside my box. And now that it's in front of me, I'm not acting on it, but my brain is doing it. It's thinking about it. And so I'm not trying to do the wrong thing, but I don't know what to do with it.
This room is filled with four. I do not mean to talk ill of the people. We are four of the most insecure people on planet Earth.
Oh, a million percent.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't actually know if I believe that
about
myself.
You are?
Not anymore.
Okay, well, great. But like, I like, this is truly, I'm with TAC.
Yeah.
This is one of my greatest fears. It's like, I'm going to give my whole heart to someone.
Oh,
and they're just going to be on the lookout for the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this going to slowly turn into like a, is it a low burn of resentment?
Yes.
Year after year as you go, I never went out with that Avs player.
Right.
And you're going to hate, which is not fair. Sorry, Candy, it's not fair to your husband, but is that the reality? Like you said, there are women who didn't get out when maybe they should have. I'd love to hear from somebody who's in that position.
Who goes ahead and stays blissfully, but then 20 years down the road, you're like, and you see McKinnon on TV still single.
And or you're like, why didn't I?
He is married with children. Or I want to hear from the person who left.
If you actually did the trade up.
You got to go because there's a whole other life waiting for you. And I don't believe that for myself, but maybe there are people who have done that.
I would have. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, that's, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I don't want to hurt my husband. I don't, but I'm also trying to think of myself right now and think, are these thoughts telling me something? Am I unfulfilled? Should I be, you know?
Here's the deal. At least she'd only be hurting him. You know, not leaving a whole family and all that. Candy, thank you for your honesty. Mm-hmm. Hang on. We're going to probably, I don't know if you should listen or not.
First off, McKinnon, no kids.
Oh,
long-term relationship,
so you're saying
though,
there's a chance.
Still with someone, but.
I think we just go straight to the phones. I don't know what else we can say. It's just, you are allowed to call and say she's a bad person if you want, but I'm just stuck on the fact that it takes a lot of courage to go, hey, I actually kind of want to trade up. Is that such a bad, like, how do I get, I think part of her wants to get over the feeling.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't ever taste better wine. I wish I didn't know there were $1,000 men meal people, you know what I mean? That are like willing to like,
men meal people?
Well, the guys who are willing to like,
waiting for me.
She just didn't know. And how do you put the genie back in the bottle? And if you have any other Tinks phrases, we would love to hear those as well. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Candy out. Small town girl, married her high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Comes to the big city. I felt it and then I stopped myself. But as soon as she got to the big city, now all of a sudden she's, I don't know the right words to use because even she said like her value and stuff. It's like women are not a commodity. You're not a commodity, but she suddenly feels like she's worth more. She bagged the biggest fish in small town. Mm-hmm. But now that she's here, she sees bigger fish.
She's curious about it.
And the bigger fish see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that boost of confidence just has her questioning things.
Yeah.
It's so easy to dial our phone number right now and just say what a bee she is. But I don't.
The texts are saying it.
They are.
Yeah.
It does take a little courage to. She has an unpopular opinion, but.
She also hasn't acted on this as far as we know. And she's just kind of wondering if anyone's ever felt the same way.
It weirdly reminds me of whoever the guy who married Ariana Grande was. Because it's like he had a wife and then all of a sudden.
Oh, Ethan Slater.
Yeah. World famous pop star.
Are they still together? They're still together. I don't know if they're married.
They're not.
But a world famous pop star all of a sudden is interested. And he's like, and he dropped pretty quick.
He had a wife and a baby.
Which I hate that. But
me too.
There's something about, like, you just don't know until you get exposed to.
But is that what life is about? Is finding the next best thing? Because if it is,
for a lot of
we're
people,
all doomed.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that like derogatory to us. I just think like the society as a whole is doomed.
We all, in some way, shape, or form, like, I never tried cocaine because I knew I'd like it and want more. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, she has now been exposed to cocaine and now is like, what else? And it's like, how about you're but great.
The grass isn't always greener. Take what you have and, you know, explore life with it.
You also make a choice.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't know what your options are. Yeah. If you don't have options, you'll be happy forever.
I think that she made a choice and she should live with it and make it a great choice.
Deb?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think that she made the choice and she needs to bottle it up. The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Bottle it up meaning what? Like, just not even, don't go outside? Because what happens if she's at the grocery store and somebody gorgeous, she just got to be like, how does she convince herself that she's still happy with?
Well, then that's the problem. She's not happy.
If she's even considering this, she's not happy. So she needs to decide, am I going to be happy in the life that I've chosen for myself? Or am I going to take a chance,
Deb,
and end up with...
Can I get personal with you? Are you married?
I am, however.
Uh-huh. Oh. However what?
Yeah. I divorced my first husband and was gone for 11 years, and we have now been happily back together and married for 21.
Wait, you went back? You had like a big break?
We had an 11-year break.
Oh, my God.
And we grew up and learned how to love and respect each other, and it's been 21 fabulous years.
But now that you're back together, the hottest guy in the world, an Avs player, a $1,000 dinner, all the things that she said, nothing is going to take you away from him.
Nothing could ever take me away from him.
Aww.
That's beautiful. Yeah, we need to get... I guess Candy needs 11 years off.
That's not going to work.
I know. Right? Mike?
Yai.
Advice for Candy, who's considering the other side of the fence.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to tell her not to get divorced or not to separate, but there's a big difference between those guys that just want to, I would say, just touch her as opposed to keep her around afterwards. So just because you get thrown into a new environment, you're like, oh, this is all shiny and new. And look how shiny this is. You know, you're like,
yeah, shine wears off.
For a reason.
It does.
You hate to stereotypes are there for a reason. If you're saying, oh, an Avs player wants to take me out, a Broncos player wants to take me out, this baseball player wants to do this, well, you know, the Rockies aren't that good, so I shouldn't go that far.
I was going to say, Avs, Rockies.
That's really not a big flex or anything on that, you know?
Oh, my God. They still get paid. Good God.
But who else are they asking out on $1,000?
Yeah, if you think you're going to be valued by that Avs player, I mean, with all due respect, I think they can be faithful as well, obviously.
Sure.
But
I mean, lots of people are raised properly. You know, they come from, you know, whatever, a good family and stuff like that. But at the same time, when you're young, and girls are busy throwing themselves at you at the first place because you are that. And I kind of say this because I grew up in an area where the Broncos had spring training camp.
Oh, down there in Dove Valley. Women are just, they grow on trees down there. Thank you for the call, man. Patrick?
Yay!
What do you think?
So I think she is basing this off of a very dangerous assumption. She is missing a massive piece to this picture.
Okay.
So we want $1,000 dinner. These guys, most guys, we can all get, they want her. She's good enough for tonight.
Yeah.
She is assuming this is a path all the way to the altar. No. She's currently with a guy that wants her for tomorrow.
And the day
she
after.
She is missing a
and the day
huge
after.
Step.
Yeah.
As, exactly. She's thinking, oh, yeah, I can go out to dinner and be schmoozed and you know, we're great. And then after dessert, as it were, now what? You're just another name.
I think the weird thing that we didn't really say enough, her value sounds like it's coming from out there, not in here.
Right.
Very true.
Exactly.
And that's what gets you in a lot of danger.
This man signed up for a lifetime. At best, some of these guys are wanting something to play with for a week or two.
I mean, I use a coupon when I go to restaurants.
Exactly.
Thanks, Patrick. Okay. Christine?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think?
I think she should communicate with her husband. I don't know exactly
him
what it
say
is.
Say what? So. I'm thinking about trading up on you?
Like, no, you go and you say, you know, I've been getting... I don't know what it is about it that she likes, I guess, was what I'm saying. So is it the attention that she's getting and maybe she's not getting enough attention and just communicating that? Or is it the, like, hey, maybe we need to go out on expensive date nights once a month or something? Like, I have no idea what, you know, what it is that is.
Right. Is she wanting to be, like, wined and dined more?
Yeah.
I think she just needs a life, though.
Like, mm-hmm. It's not.
Maybe some role playing in the restaurant.
Exactly.
So he wears a jersey.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All week long, we are. Oh my God, I've been waiting for.
Doesn't it feel wrong? Are we not over this bit?
Yeah. We are love bombing your mom. So we're reading the letters that you submitted over the last couple of weeks, and then mom gets a fabulous, pushing $1,000 prize package.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So right now we have Danielle, I believe.
We do have Danielle, yes.
Yay!
Oh, God. So we're ready to do this with you. You wrote a letter on behalf of your husband.
Right. Well, I let him know afterwards that I wrote it.
Oh, even sweeter.
So it's on behalf of your husband, and it's his stepmother.
Who's really his mom.
Yeah.
She's mom, absolutely. She's mom.
Okay. So TX got her on the phone here. She has no idea what's happening. So we're just going to probably explain this a little bit, and then Erica's going to read your letter, and we can all chat for a second, and then we'll tell her what happens as a result of the bombing.
Dude. Stop.
Okay, so let's go.
Get more annoyed. I think it's funnier every time. So there's a disconnect.
I'm playing to an audience of one right now. It makes me so happy. Oh, God. What is the name of this thing again, Hack?
It's a Love Bomb Your Mom.
I need the Hiroshima.
No.
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 Right, let's get her. Doris?
Yes.
Hi. Hi. So we're doing a little thing called Love Bomb Your Mom, where we...
Wrong sound effect.
I know, it's really close to bomb, though.
Okay.
Okay. Where people nominate a mom in their life for all the wonderful things that they do. And Danielle has written us a note, and we'd like to read it to you now.
Absolutely, we would. So this was from Danielle. Since my husband was almost 2 years old, she has been his mom and he her youngest of four. Always her little one, they had a special bond. When he was 14, his step, in parentheses, mom and birth father divorced. Despite parent rivalries, being carted back and forth between his birth parents and step mom, not having legal claim on him, she never stopped being his mom.
In this thing, step mom is Doris.
Yes,
right?
And okay. Step is in parentheses. It is.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Being there for him no matter what, reaching out and loving him when he felt alone, mom is there now still. As adults, they have a wonderful mom-son relationship. She is mom. I cherish her, the bond she and my husband have, and the amazing ways she helps shape him into the kind, loving man he is. If for his birth parents, he would have been a very different person. I cherish their relationship and bond and my growing relationship with her as well. Mom is now a few years retired, a grandma, nana, and figuring out who she is again after her life working and caring for others. She deserves a special Mother's Day every year, and this year I would love to give her something extra special and perhaps a few occasions for her and my husband to get out and celebrate together. That's very nice.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Danielle. That's so nice. You're going to make me cry.
Thank you. I'm tearing up. Wow, I wrote that?
You sure did. You did a great job.
That is so... I mean, Danielle, weirdly, I don't know how to say it. Like, you're so removed from this, mm-hmm. but you still see her importance. That's so beautiful. It's like, yikes.
She's amazing. My life is wonderful.
Doris, this is a weird question, but you feel like his mom, right?
Oh, I am. I've been raising him since he was in diapers.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like this kind of, it's a love letter to Doris, but it's a love letter to all step-parents who are there.
Those parents who choose to be mothers and fathers and parents.
Yeah.
I mean, you already know this, but you had an out. Like, you could have you could have chosen a different path. You could have just, look, he's, we've moved on. I've moved on from his father, so this is...
Legally.
This is over.
Yeah.
So, good on you. Here's what we're going to do for you.
Doris, a lot of good things are coming your way.
Yes.
We have a gift basket for you. And I'll just start with... You have a $250 gift card to Victoria Marie Jewelers.
Which is awesome.
Where you can just go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bling out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're also getting to go to see The Sound of Music at DCPA. You have two tickets to that. And you have two tickets to another play called Somewhere.
And I think that's probably what Danielle was referring to, part of it. Like,
take your son.
Wanting you to take the kiddo out.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
We have a $100 gift card from SG Services, which means there's a little house cleaning coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You're going to get a spray tan from Go Glow.
Mm-hmm. We're going to throw in a couple Slacker Show beanies as well.
Stylish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your head.
Match with your son.
Perfect for this time of year.
Oh my gosh, match with your son. That's so true. And you're also going to get a $100 gift card, a tote, and a surprise item from Heyday Skincare, which is like the best facials. So go treat yourself.
Yeah, and we've got some gift cards from Rory's Diner and Mama's Kitchen for you to go out and have lunch, have dinner,
have pies.
Have pies.
Yeah. Oh, pies.
Oh my gosh, there's so much.
Yeah. honestly, thank you for being a mom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, best part of my life.
It's easy to see when I talk to Rob, my husband, how much you mean to him and how much you being in his life throughout his whole life has shaped him and means to him.
Well, he shaped me as a mother, too. So.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I love you guys. Do you want to hang out sometime?
Can we hang out? Are we supposed to be crying?
I don't know.
Okay, for real, Doris, Danielle, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. I'm just...
I love them.
I love love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I need to talk about manifesting.
Okay.
And how I've tried it, and I wasn't very good at it. And
yeah, you're having a hard time with the positive side of it.
Thank you. You are just zoning straight into what I need to talk
about.
Going
for the kill.
It was like, I like to talk about Erica dying.
Okay.
I do it all the time.
Hold on.
Where's the positive?
Yeah. No. Depends on who you are. There are texters who are like, yeah. no, but you know what I'm saying. Or you and Dane breaking up or
which would never happen.
Something. Mm-hmm. No, but you know, I say the things that are
things about Swanson.
Things about, yeah.
Hold on. Don't bring him into this. He doesn't feel well today.
Evie doesn't feel well today.
I know. What's up with that?
Oh my God.
No.
Yeah.
What did you do, Slacker?
I didn't manifest anything on the dogs. I say the most inappropriate thing. Like,
yes.
We have a friend of show who works in sales. If she makes the mistake of telling me in any way, shape, or form she has a flight, I make sure I know exactly when it is. And then I text her on the day of the flight. It's like, so weird I had a dream about you.
That
it
is
was
not
really
funny.
It's so funny. Because she has a fear of flying. And so it's just like, hey, I've just had a weird feeling. Is anything going on with you? And she always forgets she told me when she's flying, right?
You're evil.
But here's why I want to ask about it. Does funny and self-deprecating automatically ruin my manifesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Because I'm in the same boat. And the more you talk bad about yourself, the more you believe it. Even if it's in a joking way.
About her.
But you said self-deprecating.
No, I do that too.
And also, it's funny to you.
Yeah, but you always go, don't even call that down. I can't call something down on you, Erica. I can't. I don't believe manifesting works like that. I can't be like, oh, I wish like a thing, one of these lights would fall onto T-Hack.
And that's when he got on the table and he threw it at you.
Yeah, like, do you know what I'm saying?
I do, but I don't think it's good to, like, I have a struggle where, like, I really worry about, like, if other people are going to travel to me, I get really panicky until they've landed because I'm like, I asked them to come visit. But then I can't let myself think about it or say it out loud too much or else I feel like I'm putting it out there.
So the reason I'm asking, still single, I self-deprecate on that front a lot.
I think we should work on it.
Great. But I also don't think that's what's like, I've always talked crap. Oof, that was close. I've always talked crap about myself, even when I was in relationships.
Okay.
So how did those turn out?
Oh boy, Aaron. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm driving to Nebraska this weekend to pick up my son. And I'm just like, you've driven it. You've had to drive to Iowa.
Yeah,
driving
sure.
I-80. There are decent stretches of road where it's you and everyone else who just wants to get the F out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, and I'm like.
Yeah. I think there are certain spots where there's signs where like, get gas now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, next services. Like, yeah.
It just doesn't even, you don't need it. You're going to need it because there's no.
Bro, I'm in a Tesla. I need a
oh,
outlet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I need an outlet.
Have you looked into if there are some along the way?
No, you, as soon, it's so wild. You just go, I'm going to Omaha. And it's like, you're going to pull over. And it's like, this will get you there barely. Oh. Like if you, like I could pull over in Fort Morgan, then pull over in Platte or something. And it's like bounce, bounce, and you can pull over for 5 minutes. But if I pull over for 20 and it fills all the way up, then I can just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haul there butt. Are stretches of the Midwest. They don't even have power yet. They haven't figured it out.
No cell service.
Yeah.
Like candles. Yeah. And,
a lot of wagons.
Okay. Yeah. But lately I've been going, what happens if something goes wrong with my car?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Am I manifest? So I'm asking you guys a question. I'm Eric-ing this situation. I'm thinking about it a lot. And now, is something going to happen to my car?
Not necessarily, but I like where your head's at because this is how I live my life. Be prepared. What do you need if
there's
something
happens? There's nothing to prepare for.
Make sure you have water with you. Make sure you have warm clothes. Make sure you have.
For you, it goes down. You're always like, you need to know that you have like.
Snacks. Dude, I'm not so gonna, many snacks.
My name has trucks on it. Run. Like, I won't die. I'm not going to die.
I believe
starvation.
You should still have water with you. Have a phone charge. Like, make sure you're good.
Coins. They don't do debit and stuff. They haven't figured it out yet.
Like a little satchel. I can toss it. Like, bring me the fatted cow.
I'm telling you, this is how so many times in my life I've been able to remain mostly calm because I'm like, oh, I knew this was going to happen.
But then didn't you make that happen?
Maybe, but it's better to be prepared than not be prepared and then it happens and then you're stuck.
Yeah, I think if you're just sitting around worried about the trip, but you're not like taking proactive, if you're worried about your car, maybe get it checked out or make sure the tire pressure, like take active steps to fix it. If you're just sitting there going, I wonder if
but
something bad is
going
like,
to go wrong with it. The only thing that can really go wrong with a Tesla, you run out of charge, which I'll just keep pulling over, or something goes wrong with your tires. But then it's, there are no spare tires in a Tesla.
Maybe you should get one.
You can't.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Don't nice face.
Why can't you?
I don't know.
You
because
can't.
Like, I don't know. They just don't have it.
Well, that feels like a personal problem.
So, but do I am I that powerful? So I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't worried about the negative side of manifesting.
Okay.
I've never been worried about it. I'll talk crap about you dying because
right.
I know it's not going to happen. I'll say whatever. You guys just scared me off air. This is why we're talking about this.
Yeah.
I go into my garage today and I'm like moving things around and I go, snow shovel. Don't need that anymore. And I put it away.
See, that to me would be a positive manifestation. Because you were like, you know what? We're done. We're going to put it away.
No, I went like, ain't no way it's going to snow again.
Oh, so you had an attitude about it.
Correct.
And the universe heard.
And we're supposed to. 6 or 7 inches.
That's not, no, that can't
again,
be.
Yeah.
No, no.
How much?
6, 7. Yeah.
So for real, I think this is my fault.
I
called down the thunder.
It's good. Thank you. We need it.
No, because I put my shovel away and I like hang it up.
Okay, well,
you have to get a ladder out to.
I think you wait till it snows and then you go get it because the world does need the snow right now.
Okay.
So you keep that shovel up there.
So I got to leave it up there till there's a disaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one more question then. If all this negative manifesting works, can I start manifesting you guys coming over to my house? I'll sit around a fire pit having.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Okay.
Sounds lovely.
My new house in Winter Park.
Oh.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. Re-channel.
Are you eligible to win?
I swear to God, the Mighty Millions raffle, this is a real thing. If you've never heard this before, I think these, Aaron and T-Hack know.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada.
Oh, yes.
One of the jocks is like, hey, boy, you made me. I don't know why he's that. Yeah,
Canada.
Buy your Mighty Millions raffle tickets, Harry.
There we go.
It's not called Mighty Millions. It benefits, obviously, a Canadian thing. This benefits Children's Hospital Colorado right here in Denver.
Yeah.
But like, the jock won. It was like, all right, let's find the winner. I don't know why I keep going back to British.
And it's
like,
not British.
His name's, and it was him.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I am now manifesting. You guys should buy your tickets as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
you could fight with your manifesting with your own manifesting to win.
Yeah, but I'm probably going to win.
We'll see about
actually,
that.
Actually, nothing good happens to me, so you should buy tickets. But here's the problem. We've been talking about this. It's over on Friday.
No, yeah, right. This is it. Like, yeah. If you want to win that $3 million grand prize show home in Winter Park, this now. Do it now.
And it's not like other raffles where like, oh, I just won something worth $3 million. How much are the taxes on that?
Right.
Oh, like $800, $900. They give you $951,100 in bonus cash to help cover those taxes. That's the thing that we're not talking about, like my leg doesn't feel good.
It doesn't.
And I don't really like going up and down stairs. That's why I'm getting this house. Got an elevator.
Oh, your body's been manifesting.
My body is saying, bro, you need a house with an elevator.
It's also got 3 bedrooms and flex space, which is flex space like it could be a bedroom, it could be a living room?
I think it could be a bedroom, living room,
office,
gym.
Oh, nice.
It's
okay,
just like
okay.
a room with a closet.
Room for kids or whatever. Yeah. I also think it's fully furnished, which is like
so you don't have to go out and then buy a bunch of furniture for a house, and then it's landscaped.
That too.
Because like, buy a new house, all these things, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Have you ever go buy a house and you turn the light on, there's no light bulbs? It's like, there's going to be light bulbs. Like, they've taught them everything.
I don't know that I've ever walked into a home I just purchased and there were no light bulbs, but I like where your head's at,
T-Hack. You know what I'm saying? They've thought of everything for
you.
Parker sucks.
No light bulbs.
All right. So you have to buy your tickets by midnight on Friday night. Again, it benefits Children's Hospital,
right,
Colorado. So you might as well buy them. And there's also some add-in things you can buy where like there's trips and there's cash, all these things. You'll see it all at their website, MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
You know when you're flying in an airplane?
Oh, sorry.
What were you?
I'm just flying.
I'm flying, baby.
Let's go.
Do you guys also experience that? I don't know if it's like kind of like embarrassment or where you want to ask. Oh, just generally?
Just all the time.
Oh, okay. It's like you want to ask the flight attendant for something, and you're like, I'm just like, I don't want to bother her. And I don't
much.
Yeah. So I flew recently and
you wanted another drink.
On the way there, I wanted another drink. And we still had like an hour left in the flight. And I'm a nervous flyer these days. I guess. So I really was like, I'm going to need another white wine. And I made Dane ask her for it, which is embarrassing.
I don't know what it is, but it is a thing. I think they do it on purpose.
What? Make you feel like you're inconveniencing them?
Oh my God. See, if I didn't have to say it, then I'm right.
But they're also so nice. Like once Dane was like, she has a question for you, which by the way, was the most like dad response. I was like, how dare you? You were supposed to just ask
but
her
I
for
literally
it.
Have to do that with my daughter because she's being shy. And I'm like, okay, get over it.
I know, which is interesting. You wouldn't think I'm shy, but on an airplane,
you're not
shy.
What? Like that is a weird thing for you to be.
I don't like to ask people to do things for me. It's...
But is it only on a plane or like how do you feel at a bar getting the bartender?
Totally
it-
different.
Different.
No, I meant for me because we're sharing this emotion. So I'm saying for me.
Yeah, no, yeah. At a bar, I'm like, so that's why it's weird. I'm like, well, yeah, this is your job. You're making more money, whatever. I guess
that's kind of their job.
Flight attendant. No, it is.
No, but it's not. They will tell you they're
their
for
job
your
is
safety.
Our safety and telling us how to put on seatbelts. And also part of their job is the service. So,
can I just have a moment about the seatbelt thing? I just have a little argument about
that. Why don't we talk about it?
That I've been talking about for years. I don't understand why we still have that whole thing where it's like, this is how you, it's like, how did you get a ticket? How'd you get a ticket? You probably went, or you called a traveler. Like you've done something so much more complicated than click, click. Like we're wasting our time with this 10-minute diatribe. All right, everyone, we gotta click the thing into the thing and then pull. Like, it's such a waste, but it's why they say they're there for your safety. It's like, dude, we all know how to.
There
fasten
are
a seatbelt.
People that haven't been on planes.
Yeah.
How'd you get there? Did you get there in a car? You probably clicked a seatbelt in.
Very like, different seatbelts.
Not very different, just in the front as opposed to over on the side.
It's I have always wondered, why are they so different?
Well. And why do you wear an across the shoulder belt when you're going 70, but when you're going 500, it's just lap?
And half the time.
Because that will literally saw you in half if you crash.
Half the time, they're like, forget it. You're good. Take it off.
Ding, ding.
Take it off.
On a,
it's really for takeoff and landing. And in case of turbulence, in case you don't want to go
flying. Yeah, that's when you need it.
Yeah.
But you know how to every, like, ask people on the way in, do you know how to fasten a seatbelt? Yeah? Okay, then we're not going to do the
announcement. They're all different styles. They're doing the, if the things come down from the ceiling. Yeah,
skip the seatbelt part.
They're doing the life vest. The life vest is my favorite when you're literally flying like from here to California. You're on
in case of a water landing, it's like, what, Havasu?
Right. What water?
Right.
So then on the way back, I had the same issue. I fell asleep for the first half of the flight. They came by and she told Dane, oh, if she wants anything, like, just let me know when she wakes up. So then I'm like, I ask her, I'm brave. And I'm like, hi, could I get a Coke Zero? She disappears. She's like, absolutely. She disappears. She disappears for so long, you guys. And then I go and she's chatting up with the pilot for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, oh no. And I'm so thirsty at this point. Because I've just been sleeping with my mouth open. And also, I drank a bunch the night before. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I just really need that Coke Zero. And so finally, I make Dane. She's gone to the back of the plane now. And I'm like,
my God, stop pretending to be an independent woman this second.
It's only on airplane.
It's over. And I'm like, go give me a Coke Zero.
I'm like, babe, he's also on the aisle. I'm in the middle. I'm like, babe, do you think that you could go, like, just ask her about the Coke Zero? And then he comes back and he says, you've got a whole can. And she followed him back and she was so apologetic and she asked if I hated her multiple times and now I feel bad. Ooh. But why does this happen on planes?
I don't. If anybody has any answers, my answer is, I think they do it on purpose so they don't have to work hard. It's that thing where, like, if I don't want anybody to talk to me, I just walk fast and have a scowl on.
And but like, they don't even have a scowl.
But they just kind of like,
I think as long as you treat them as humans, you're fine.
No, because like I've flown a couple times in my life, first class, and I feel like you get unlimited amount of drinks. And I'm like, I don't know if you've ever been to an open bar, but I'm like, let's take advantage of that.
Of course you are. Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, ah! And like just firing down the Prosecco or whatever. And I'm like, and then they just walk by you. Like,
on that one, they're like, and then this guy's going to get so drunk that we're going to have to land this plane.
No, you're not.
We're going to have to sedate
him. Nobody handles it like me.
Yeah, but they don't know that about you.
Let me prove it to you.
Well, they don't know what else you've taken.
Yeah,
yeah, but even when I'm paying in the back, I'm like, let's go. So when you're flying to Vegas, you want to land ready, right? And they just don't come back. I know mine is entirely alcohol related and yours is about Coke Zero, but like.
Well, the first one was wine. Was wine, way home was Coke Zero.
But I'm just saying.
I don't know. I feel weird about it. Like, I thought maybe it's like one drink maximum, you know?
No.
But it's not.
Especially if you're paying.
I know.
When you're paying for the drinks, they should just keep coming back. It's like, look at this girl, man. She wants to get lit up.
They're taking care of like 200 people.
Yeah, but everyone else is just like mouth breathing, like sleeping. Like,
yeah, that's me. I fall asleep before the plane takes off.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I've actually seen it at like kind of a rough takeoff. And we're just like firing M&Ms into our head. And a little diabetic girl just goes.
One of our takeoffs, I was crying.
That's because you didn't get enough booze.
Or too much before.
If you're a flight attendant, will you text in and say if it's a real thing? Because I do think, I want to not believe this is true, but I think there's a class where they teach you.
No way.
Just to be just enough.
I thought both of our flight attendants were so nice.
They are nice, but aloof. Nicely aloof.
Okay. Well, both times I still asked for more, so.
No. Dang it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Guys, I've been trying to be a better person.
How's that going?
It's not. It's not.
Okay.
I am feeling a massive amount of an emotion that I don't know what it is. So I need y'all's help processing it. Okay. Mm. I don't know if it's anger. I don't think it's anger.
Okay. I was hoping we'd be in the love direction.
No, it's not that.
He's confused. So it might be a positive emotion.
It's
That's
not.
True.
It's not. It's definitely not. It's, it might be disappointment.
Oh, no.
It might be, I think it's hurt. I think I'm hurt.
Is it by one of us?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Could you tell us more about this emotion?
So the last time we did a show together, we were all hanging out and then everybody left. I had to go to a quick doctor's appointment thing, mm-hmm. get some drugs, some peptides and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then I came back. And it was after the show was over, but I came back. I had a kind of commercial or whatever. And I came walking in. Usually TX stays a little while.
Right.
He's here forever.
He works
he stays way past the time the show is over.
Yeah.
Because he's putting our entire show up on the Audacity app.
Nope. The Odyssey app.
Great.
And wherever you get your podcast.
Is that where it's supposed to go up?
That's why we've been having issues.
I'm guessing the Audacity app works better than the Odyssey app. Anyway, so, but it was his birthday, so he bounced.
Yeah.
So I walked into the studio to record the commercial.
Oh, no.
And his birthday cake was just sitting there.
As it should have been.
Listen, Erica, listen.
Yeah.
If he had taken the time to, at the very least, you little piece of... You're careful. He should have at least gotten it out of the sight of me and out of the way. Like, he should have thrown it away. He should have done something. But Slacker. No, it's like, this is such a bad gift. It was still $23.
Slacker.
Stop. Hold on.
Plus tax.
Right. Don't let Aaron Venmo you any further.
Let me just say, don't you think? What does it say? Like... If your kids did that, if someone gave them a toy they didn't want and then they just left the party and they just left it sitting there, you'd go, Leo, my God, at least pretend to be grateful or throw it away somewhere where the gift giver.
That's the problem. What's worse? You walk into the kitchen and you see that T-Hack has put his entire birthday cake in the garbage?
Like, how often do I go through the garbage? I would have never seen it had he thrown it away. But to just leave it sitting there. Nope, I was wrong, you guys. It is anger. My God.
It is anger. I think it's a joint.
It's hurt. I'm hurt. Like,
I'm also going to go ahead and say we should have gotten him a better gift because... It was a cake that needed to be refrigerated.
It wasn't. It says nowhere on it it needs to be refrigerated. We ChatGPT'd it.
The frosting was like dripping off, which I didn't even know frosting could do.
Okay, can I just say, let's talk about the foods he puts in his body every day. Drippy frosting is not...
He's eating cake off of
off of the floorboards. One year ago, I believe he ate cake off the floorboards of his
car. It had been refrigerated within the past 24 hours at least. This was poisonous cake.
He's right.
I'm...
You guys... Say out loud one more time that cake needed to be refrigerated. Like, show me where it said it on there.
I didn't look. There were no big letters.
It's the proof. Yeah. The proof is in the pudding. In this case, the pudding is the cake. It's dripping.
I am, because the frosting had a little drippiness. Had a little bit of like an...
Not a little.
Like an STI feel to it.
Not a peptide for that.
Because of that, I am not mad, disappointed, hurt that you didn't try it. But to just abandon it, dude, to just go, this means nothing to, like, less than nothing. Like, you just left it where I said it is where it, you didn't even touch it.
All of these thoughts went through my head before I left.
Oh, did they?
Yes,
oh,
they did. As you could probably.
And so you intentionally overthought left all of this, it?
And here's where my head was. I thought that was a cake. We all kind of decided probably shouldn't eat the cake.
Definitely not give it to your children.
I'm a hoarder. There's no way I'm throwing the cake away. I cannot physically bring myself to do it. The cake was sitting in here. Everyone else kind of left. And I thought, it's my birthday. I'm just going to leave.
I like it.
It's my day. So I'm going to leave. I don't want to be forced to throw a cake away. That goes against everything I believe in.
Yeah.
Not just throwing food away, but a cake especially. Can you imagine?
Could have moved it somewhere.
It wasn't the right flavor cake. We messed up a lot of times.
I'm sorry.
And so I thought, I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to let them sort it out because there was a lot of anger amongst the group, it seemed, over who had made the right call.
Somehow I got to stay out of it.
I made a special trip to a store. I took pictures in the store. I had a poll to find the right cake. I didn't vote in the poll. I got frostings. I bought pink frosting for his daughter who loves pink. Yeah. Guess what else was on the counter?
The frosting?
Yes! Okay. You could have at least taken the frosting home and shot it in your daughter's mouth.
Okay. Like Hold on. I'm just saying.
Like, what a complete... Was there something wrong with the frosting? Was there something wrong with that hack? You couldn't... Like it's.
It was unclear. It had come in contact with the contaminated cake. I didn't know.
The cake was still in the plastic.
The cake was poisonous.
We never opened it.
The cake was messed up, man.
Okay, but am I wrong to feel hurt by the fact you guys, once our show is over, the studio is just kind of like this dark. It's very eerie to be in a radio station when no one's here because just kind of churning along.
I came by this last weekend. It was real weird.
It's bizarre, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of sounds because the speakers are on, so you hear stuff.
Yeah, you don't know if someone's there. No.
And then, I see the glow of this cake.
The dead poisonous. Okay.
Radioactive
dripping.
Glow, so then, I think, at that point.
I've just talked for a few minutes here, and I've given you ample opportunity. You're not going to apologize, are you?
Don't do it, man.
I don't want an insincere apology. No. If you think he owes me an apology, let me just say this. 303-222-5423. I would like a poll on the socials.
Sure.
Now here's the deal. Okay. Because he chose to not apologize of his own volition. If the listeners say he owes me an apology for abandoning a gift. Good gift or bad gift? Your mom, your grandma gives you a half-used soap on a rope. You don't leave it sitting on the counter. You take it and pretend it's okay.
It's so much worse to throw it away.
It's not because I would have never known he threw it away. This, just abandoning it. If he owes me an apology, and he chose not to, I choose what that apology looks like. So you're rolling the dice here, mister.
So be very careful, listeners. I would not say he owes an apology.
Hit the socials. Okay. Or text right now, apologize or no.
It was my birthday.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is normally very fun and stupid, but I have a story about the end of days. The apocalypse is nigh.
Yikes.
This is also not so fun because T-Hack, be careful out there, man.
What?
What?
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Missouri.
Missouri.
I don't think they're as quite as southern as we like to give them, because they're right there next to Kansas City, so they're like, you know, duh.
Sure.
Duh.
Well, the reason I'm worried about T-Hack is because this has to do with pizza delivery.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar.
Yeah, I know you are. A delivery driver is in a bit of trouble because a customer called and said, "Hey, man, that driver just hit me with his car for not tipping."
Well, that does sound like T-Hack.
So, yeah, police officers arrived and the victim was very upset.
Did he go drive into his house? Or was it a roadside pizza delivery?
I believe that he came outside, and then they found security footage in the area. It showed the driver yelling at the customer, calling him effing rude after not getting a tip. Then he got into his car and said, "Hit it, boss," and did hit the customer, and the guy went up and onto the hood of his vehicle.
What?
They found the driver.
How about you just tip?
Well, you could, but, you know, I don't know that getting hit with your car or with a car.
Do it.
It's not going to hurt. Although, if you don't tip, there's going to be a domino effect.
Yeah. By the way, the driver was just found at the Domino's he worked at. He just went back to the
like, and he's got a person-sized divot on the hood of his car.
Right. That's how
it's me.
All right. I'm staying in the house from now on.
You don't meet him at the curb, man.
Maybe this was an apartment situation where you still go out. Not always.
Oh, the ones with the doors.
Yeah.
My story is out of Indonesia. A small village in Indonesia was excited at the prospect of the end of times as an angel fell from heaven.
They were excited?
Yeah, they were like, it's the end. They probably don't have a great life, so they're like, yay, angels are coming down. We're all going to get to, like, end times. People from the church showed up, and it was just a ginormous relations doll that had fallen from the sky.
How did it end up there?
We don't know. There's not a lot of, I don't know who was flying overhead, or maybe it was an angel. And they were just all true with you. They dropped their little doll. I don't really have any the end of the story. So it's okay. Good news, everyone. The apocalypse is not upon us.
Yay.
But there are kids in Indonesia very confused.
There are people right here in Colorado very confused.
So the first story, I don't want to go outside. The second story, I kind of want to go outside. I don't know what to do.
Risk it for the biscuit, okay. Baby. Those were all the stupid people we could find. That's the relations doll.
I know.
For today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost interest checking account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility
required. Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.